Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Erich in Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalit. From here until the end of the Perik, we're going to learn about what's really a type of a Hegdish, and it's called Cherem. Now sometimes when we say you put someone at the Cherem, that doesn't sound good. That's because he wasn't listening to the words of the Chachamim, and it comes along with all kinds of unpleasant things. He can't come into shul, and so on. But really the word Cherem is kind of like he's separated. You can't connect with him. That's a punishment. This Cherem is not that at all. This comes from the Lashon, Ach kol cherem asher yachrim ish l'Hashem. So we're also separating it, but we're separating it in a good way. We're saying, this belongs to Hekdesh. The Pasuk says, Ach kol cherem asher yachrim ish l'Hashem, mikol ha-shaloi me'odam, u'behema, u'misteach u'zasoi, lo yamocha v'lo yigoyal, kol cherem kodesh kedoshim hu l'Hashem. So this person is giving something to Hekdesh, and he's giving it in the form of a cherem. Now, there are two kinds. There's cherem kehanim, that's given to kehanim, and there's cherem bed kabayis, that's given to the gizbar of Hegdish, so he can sell it and use the money for whatever has to be fixed or purchased in the base, hamigdash. Both cherem kehanim and the cherem to Hegdish gets their kedusha from when the person makes the statement. The only thing is, the ones that go to the kehanim, as soon as the kohen takes it, the Kedusha leaves it. It's now under Rishus. The Kohen can do whatever he wants with it, more or less. To make all of this simpler, sometimes a person is Magdish something, he uses the Lashon of Cherem. That could mean either it goes to Kehanim or to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's see our Mishnah. Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Machrim Adam Mitzaynoi Umibkari. A person can make this Cherem statement on some of his sheep or some of his cattle. Me'avadov Umishiv Chaisav Aknanim. Or from the fields that he yarshened from his ancestors. Again, a steyachuzah goes all the way back till Yeshua ben Nun. And remember, you also have a steyachuzah. We don't know where it is. A Mashiach is going to come. We're going to find out what we yarshened. Because your grandfather came to Eretz Yisrael and he yarshened from Yeshua ben Nun. Now, what you can't do is give everything away. And if you do, let's see our Mishnah. If he would have learned the Pasuk, he would have seen that Torah says, from the things that he has. What if he doesn't listen and he gives everything away? If he declares a cherem on everything he has, like the Mishnah, Einan Muchramin, then the halachas of cherem do not go into effect. You have to leave something for yourself. Divir, Rabbi Elazar, Zehel to Rabbi Elazar. Amen, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, what do we have to learn from this? Ma'im legavaya, ma'adach when it comes to unyanam of Hegdish. Ein odam reshoi lahachrim is kol nechasav. A person is not allowed to say everything is Hegdish, everything is Cherem. Al achas kam v'kam. How much more so? She adam chayev lius chas al nechasav. You have to be responsible when it comes to your nechasim. Be careful with your property. This is the reason Chazal made a takana that hamavazviz al yavazviz yoyser mechaymish. Even for tzedakah, or for that matter, a mitzvah's asei, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth of what you have. Not to be ever loisa say, for that a person has to give everything away. But to fulfill a mitzvah to say, only up until a fifth of his assets. And when a person gives tzedakah, so we give meiser, a person gives a chaymish, but not more than a chaymish. Now, there are certain situations where tzedikim didn't go to sleep at night if they had any money. The Divrei Chaim used to say, what should I do if a person has to save his life? He'll give everything to the doctor. I feel I need a kapara, I have to give everything away. So those are inyanim for a tzaddik. The Chavetz Chaim and the Sefer Havas Chesed also discusses such inyanim. When a person may be mechuyev to have to give away much more. But generally speaking, a person has to make a cheshbin, even for tzedakah. The Rabban Shem wants you to live with a cheshbin. You give the right amount of tzedakah, it's going to infuse more money into you. It'll create channels of brach. But the Torah is not telling us to give everything away. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that a person can be machrim from his sign or from his bakar, but not everything. Zehal to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah added, if this is true, legavaya, for Hegdish, and even the cherem you give to Kohen is also called Hegdish, because until the Kohen gets it, has the din of Hegdish. If this is true even for legavaya, you shouldn't give everything away, achas kama v'kama, when it comes to a head, yet even for tzedakah, you have to give with a cheshbon.